It's Friday, and you just got out of your last class at Kresge. Finally the weekend, and you're feeling good. Time to head home and pretend like you don't have a pile of work waiting for you. You're about to walk under the arch, and then you see him. Lest you forget, you go to a Division I school. There he is to remind you. Willie. Willie the Wildcat. He's there taking selfies with everyone who's about to cross Sheridan. But getting a selfie is the last thing on your mind. You lock eyes. Yours, distressed. His, cartoonish. He looks like a wolf-cat hybrid.
What even are you?
You whisper in his furry white ears. He whispers back. Once again, perplexed by your school's mascot, you have no choice but to dig around. What even is a wildcat?
Yeah, it's really confusing.
That's Rue Campbell. He's a wildcat researcher and mammal advisor for Scotland's nature conservation agency, NatureScot.
So for me, a wildcat is, well, that depends again. You could classify it as any truly true native small cat that lives wild in the world. So that's a very broad description. We tend to use wildcat specifically to mean European wildcats in this country because that's our only small cat that's native.
Northwestern hasn't always been the wildcats. First, there was Furpaw, a live bear brought to the games in a cage from the Lincoln Park Zoo. It wasn't until 1924 when a reporter at the Chicago Tribune referred to the football team as playing like wildcats that the team got its current name. Since, there have been other variations, including Wilhelmina and Winnie, but Willie is the one who stuck around. But there are several animals that fall under the category of wildcat. What is Willie?
My goodness. So some of them look more dog-like than cat-like, I have to say. Yeah, it looks like a cross between a fox and a cat, to my mind. That's quite interesting looking animal, actually. Could be a very unusual species of wildcat, couldn't it?
In the US, there are several species of wildcats, but only two look remotely similar to Willie, the Canada lynx and the bobcat. I suppose Willie could sound like a lynx, at least somewhat. Listen to the call used at football games. While they make a myriad of calls, here's one example of a Canada lynx. But there aren't Canada lynx in Illinois. But there are bobcats, which belong to the genus lynx. Here's what they sound like. So maybe Willie's a bobcat, maybe he's not. But if he's a wildcat of some kind, he probably shouldn't look like how he does.
Well, most of your listeners will know what a domestic cat looks like. And a wildcat is related loosely to a domestic cat. And in fact, wildcats form a group of, the European wildcat's one of a group of cats, the six species that are all quite closely related, and they include the European wildcat and the African wildcat, and then there's a few other smaller species that exist there as well. And the domestic cat came from the African wildcat. The European wildcat and the African wildcat at some point, maybe a million years ago or something, split. And what we have within Europe is this large tabby cat that looks a bit like a domestic cat. It's about a kilo heavier, typically, so 20% heavier. What's a kilo in US pounds? It's about 2 and a bit pounds heavier. It's a stripy cat, tabby cat, and it's most crucially got a thick, blunt-tipped tail. So it's got this club-like tail that's really distinctive compared with your typical domestic cat. But it's still easily confused by a lot of people.
Even if they look cute and cuddly, wild cats are certainly not. In fact, they can be very aggressive, making wildcat a fitting name for a sports team. So much so that wildcat is the fourth most common mascot among Division I schools. While he might not be the most realistic, Willie is at least more cat-like than a few of these other mascots, but he has a lot of room for improvement. According to Campbell, Willie could take some notes from actual wildcats. Just because they may look similar to domestic house cats doesn't make them any less ferocious of predators.
Maybe you should update your mascot, so it looks even cooler than it already does. So your mascot looks great, of course, but Wildcats look so fantastic. I think it'd be quite special.
Maybe we should update our football game sound effects too. For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.